Hey, Austin from the future here. Just so you know, I accidentally kind of messed up and deleted all the audio, but thankfully we recorded this, we streamed this live on my Twitch channel, so we still have audio. It sounds roomy because it was taken literally from my phone, so I do apologize. Anyway, here's the show.
So before we get into today's episode, normally we put like a funny bumper here at the beginning of the show. However, we just want to send out our, love and support to the family of DMX. He unfortunately passed away due to a heart attack induced by a drug overdose. And we just wanted to, A, send our love and support to all of those affected, including all of his amazing fans. And also to remind you that addiction is no joke. I hear a lot of talk about how, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And while I understand why people say that, addiction is still no joke because an addiction, if you're addicted to something, that means you, true addiction, you don't have full control over it. A lot of things, yeah, you did make the choice to get, to start down that path. But for someone like DMX, who was constantly fighting to regain control, sometimes it just doesn't work. So if you are addicted, by all means, reach out. There's plenty of resources online. There is just a plethora of avenues to help you with your addiction and to get you on a better life path and ultimately beat addiction. So, again, rest in peace to DMX and arf arf.
That was Attila.
Bark bark. Defeat in Ghosts. Nobody's asking. I almost said turn it up again. I actually almost said turn it up live instead of turn it up again.
Oof.
Yeah, I know.
That's because we're doing a live cast.
We are doing a live cast. So anyway, my name's Austin. This is Greg.
I go by Scotty.
I lied. This is Scotty.
You're never gonna get that right. Professionally known as Scotty. My name is Greg, but I am professionally known as Scotty.
And welcome to the show. Went all Rotzo on that.
Do cocaine.
I do cocaine. I do not do cocaine.
Neither do I.
I would like to. Nobody in the Wired household does cocaine. Not even our cat.
Even though she may act like it.
She does act like it. We call them zoomies. But anyway, hey, hello, welcome to the show. Like I said, that was In Ghosts Defeat, their latest single. Hopefully, I keep saying this every week. And if you know anything about In Ghosts, usually, hopefully they'll be releasing new music soon is almost synonymous when we're expecting new music from them boys. But we do love them boys, and we appreciate them boys, and we're very happy that
They
we
did
have
tease us.
music. They did, yeah.
A while back. Logged into their social media and
Yeah,
did a thing.
like, woof. But anyway, we're back.
We
We
are.
took a small week break, not entirely on purpose. I don't
I
know.
mean, we didn't take a break from the podcast. It was just the radio show that we took a break from.
This is true. Yeah. Well, no, we did take a week break from the podcast because we didn't put one out last Friday.
I thought we did.
No, we didn't. Because well,
that I'm getting
so
mixed up.
What we were gonna do, like the original master plan, was that we were going to, like we had because we missed the week the 1 week because something went weird, and the last episode that aired was the episode prior to the one that we had actually recorded.
Which that's the week that the one that we the podcast we recorded was still accurate.
Yes, but
Okay.
last week because since we record. Since we record these things on Sundays, last week we weren't in the studio on Sunday because it was Easter, so we couldn't actually get into the library studios because the library studios was closed.
That's right.
Because we
Okay.
record this at the Allen County Public Library, which we are very, very grateful for.
Yes. Well, we used to record at the
Yeah,
Allen
we did.
County
Now
Public Library.
we record the music at the
Yeah.
library and then we use it and then this show airs. So if you're listening to the podcast or if you're on our Twitch stream right now, which we're actually streaming essentially the live cast. twitch.tv/austinwire7. That's where I was going with that. But if you're also listening on the podcast, we do a radio show, which is basically the abbreviated version of this podcast. But we're also front selling and back selling music. We're talking about bands, and we actually play the bands on the radio show. So if you wanted to check that out, hit up weltfm.org for all the information on that. That show airs every Thursday, so you actually hear what's essentially like a musical teaser of the this episode of the podcast, or any episode of the podcast. And then the podcast itself comes out on all major platforms on Fridays at noon.
Huge shout out to our sponsor, Anchor.fm.
We'll do that.
And by sponsor, I mean that's the free platform that we use, and they gave us a sponsorship.
I mean, hey, we're already making pennies off of it, so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
People actually listen to our podcast?
At least they started to. I think when I looked at it, we had like 14 cents, and I was like, huh.
Okay.
Either that or we had like 0.014. I don't know. 14 was definitely in there somewhere. But anyway, so yes, again, welcome to the podcast. We are called Nobody's Asking. And like I said, we do a radio show every Thursday night from 9 to 11. All the radio show is the abbreviated version of the podcast, plus all the music that we're talking about. And if you're listening to the radio show, you want to hear the full unedited versions where we say various dirty words. Hit up like Apple Podcasts and things like that. All of it is the same show, except the, you know, obviously you have the radio show that has the music.
A little more context of the conversation on the podcast.
Yeah. And, hopefully it's all synonymous and everybody enjoys it. So, but anyway, coming up on the show, we have some, you know, cool, just like personal news. We have a bunch of shows. That's right. I said a bunch of shows coming up real soon. We might, delve a little more into, we started the show with, our hearts go out to, DMX and his family and, all the struggles that, they are currently going through. Very sad because DMX was scheduled to perform at Pierre's and now unfortunately cannot. I was really excited because like I got into DMX late. I didn't get into DMX with everybody else, back when he was like, you know, huge. But he's always, like, from what I understand, he's always remained relevant.
Yeah, and, for sure.
So I owe the Deadpool trailer for my real introduction to DMX, because I was like, man, that song has always been a bop, and, like, I hear it every so often, because it's X Gonna Give It To You, which is what we used as the cue song for this week. But I was like, man, that's a banger. Who is that? And it was DMX. And I was like, okay, dope. And then I just kind of started listening to some of his songs. And I was like, oh, hey, I do know that one. And the other songs were like, oh, wow, that's actually, like, incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So, definitely a master of his craft.
For sure. But, so yeah, so now we've talked about that. We're scheduled for our vaccines. That's a super cool thing. And, yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll have our, so if you listen to the radio show, we've now kind of moved it to exclusively for the podcast version, but we do a weekly Reddit reading where Greg, Scotty, my fiance, guitarist, you know, the human that is responsible for my creative existence currently, is he does a reading usually out of AITA, otherwise known as Am I the Asshole? So we'll see what he brings for the show this week.
Yeah, the last time that I did one, we found one that they were certified the a-hole.
Yes.
But we thought it was kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, I mean, mostly because the OP actually deleted their...
They deleted their account, so we lost a lot of the context from their comments that they made.
Yeah, but so that was interesting. If you missed it, you can, you know, go back to last week's episode of the podcast, not of the radio show. We save it exclusively for the podcast. But yeah, so there's that. Anything else we have on the docket for today? Anything else you can think of that, I mean, it's been a couple weeks, so, you know, ideally we should have some stuff.
We can talk about Thunder Force.
We can talk about Thunder Force. We just watched that. That was great. yeah, we can talk about that. And we actually have that theme song coming up later in the radio show. So that's actually, we can talk about that. But anyway, kicking things off, however, I am super excited for... they just announced this record a couple weeks ago. I think we've definitely talked about this, but this song I've had in my head for, like, ever since it came out. The groove is infectious, and the, like, it's just, it's a banger. It's a heckin' banger. But anyway, this song is called The Past Is Dead on Nobody's Asking on WELT. Speaking of Thunder Force, that was the song Thunder Force as recorded by Lizzie Hale, Corey Taylor, and there was a couple other people I forget already.
I'm too lazy to look it up.
Oh, well, I mean, it's Corey Taylor and Lizzie Hale. So, I mean, already that's just an infectious combo. There's a, I think it was Loudwire, that did the artists interview artists, like series, and, Lizzie Hale and Corey Taylor did one. And, you can actually see, like, there's recorded history of the moment that kind of shaped how Hailstorm went forward. Because, and granted, I think it was just a shared opinion among a lot of people, but in that interview, when Corey is asking Lizzie questions, he mentions that he would all, that because they're such a live-centric band, he would love to hear more of that kind of energy and that sound on their records. This was after the Strange Case of record, which, granted, that was a pretty solid commercial record for that band.
Yeah, for sure. Probably, like, their biggest record.
One of. I mean, like, two of the biggest songs that they've had, like, in their history is on that record. But, you know, and I feel like that was also, like, the first time that she's heard that, because you see her reaction. She's like, oh, okay. And you're like, did I, like, and now looking back, I'm like, wait, I think I kind of witnessed, like, I witnessed something really important.
Because then what did they do on Vicious?
First they had Into the Wildlife.
Oh, I forgot about that record.
Yeah. So yeah, they had Into the Wildlife, but they did a docuseries of them in the studio for that record. And you could tell that that suddenly became the center point for how they record. Because they all got into the same room to record all of the parts. So they all played together.
Then naturally, there's gonna be overdubs and things.
But yeah, yeah, they went back through.
So it together.
The Loudwire interview, fantastic interview. You know, and also it's Corey Taylor. Like, Corey Taylor is just a treat, like, all around. But you know, their chemistry is also, like, just incredible. And then the docuseries, I think that's still on the Hailstorm YouTube. So highly recommend checking that out. That is a lot of fun for sure. Something that hopefully we can do on our next record is kind of document a little more.
Yeah.
Cause for sure. Like, we have, like, a couple snippets and things, like the famous, famous, that's cute that I said famous. It's famous in my mind. I think about it a lot, like, a lot more than I probably should, but also, I don't know, but there's me trying to do the my big essentially scream and enemy in the chorus.
Yeah,
I remember that. Rah! And then I say fuck.
I have that blooper saved somewhere.
I think the recording of it actually is still in our files, but that was one of the random Facebook lives I did.
Yes, it is.
So that actually happened live. Also, Alex, welcome in. So if you're listening to the podcast or you're listening to the radio show, we're doing this live. We're recording our talkie bits live on Twitch. So anyway, welcome in, Alex.
Welcome in. The chatbot is currently broken still.
Yeah, I turned chatbot on for whatever reason. The chatbot is just like, nah, I don't want to go to work today. Fuck y'all. And I was like, wow, okay. But I mean, like, I turned him on. I was like, hey, bud, you're supposed to be working. And chatbot was like, no, fuck you. But anyway. So yeah, that was it's super cool to just see them, like, do stuff together, Corey and Lizzie. That was super funny. Yeah. And speaking of funny, Thunder Force, we actually watched it right before we started recording this. That was a treat.
Yes, that was an excellent movie.
That was a lot funnier than I was going to give it credit for. Because, like, you have the superhero movies that are supposed to be, like, you know, super funny and whatnot. And, you know, the clips that they show in the trailers, they're like, you know, there's, you know, the jokes are funny. And then you watch the movie, and those were all the jokes in the movie, and the rest of the movie kind of pales. Thunder Force did not do that, and I really appreciate that. if you're like Alex and you're watching the stream on my Twitch channel, again, twitch.tv/AustinWired7, Greg just did
It's a gag that they do twice in the movie.
And it's funny every single time. It's amazing. But yeah, Thunder Force, it's Melissa McCarthy and Olivia Spencer. And it is just amazing. I mean, anything I've ever seen Olivia Spencer in, like, she's a face that you recognize, you know?
Right. I recognized her, but I didn't know her name.
Right.
But like, I watched it for Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, God, same.
And she was wonderful.
Melissa McCarthy can do no wrong. Like, for real. And also, I love that basically any movie, basically any creative thing that she does, her husband is always involved. Because her husband was the one that Olivia Spencer's character, like, cooked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy's husband. Yeah, that's the same, that's her husband. And I just love that that's the thing. But anyway, I went to a friend's wedding at 10 a.m., dope. Then passed out for 2-hour nap. And now you're entertaining. Yay! Or is that, oh, streaming, okay. I hope we're entertaining.
I mean, we try.
We do try. But, yeah, that's super awesome. We have a wedding coming up.
We do.
We might be playing.
We better be.
I'm sure we will. There's a couple people that are helping us out, but our bass player and our drummer had to back out due to some personal issues that they felt were going to get in the way. So, very sad. I almost gave up earlier today. But, you know, it's fine. I'm working through my... It's not really a panic attack. It was just a breakdown. And then we watched Thunder Force.
With some chicken nuggets. And everything was better.
Everything did get better. Everything does get better. Always remember that. But anyway, speaking of our band, we have our first merch orders.
Yeah.
Merch orders. Most of them was pre-orders to the wonderful people that pre-ordered our album. They didn't pre-record the album. We're pre-recording the show, but they didn't pre-record the album. But yeah, we got them bagged up, and then we're going to get that shipped out tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's super tomorrow cool. Being Monday the 12th.
Yes. You two can do it. I mean, we could, but like, it's not going to be entertaining. Like, I mean,
we've never seen a rock band with a pre-recorded drums.
Yeah.
Ugh, no, it don't work.
It really don't. I will take a band with a drummer that plays a V kit over... or not a V kit, E kit. V kit would be what
that's we
would
what we have to use do. A virtual kit.
Yeah, but I'll take that over, you know, just watching two people, you know, play, because we saw that. So yeah, we haven't actually had a chance to talk about this.
We played our first show
show this year, but like our second ever like in-person show a couple weeks ago. Which was super fun. We actually did it with our boys in... I don't know why I'm saying our boys, but we do have some boys that are playing for them. But it was for Music for Our Cause. We did that up in South Bend. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah. The bands that did show up were really appreciative of it. So that was super dope. But yeah, so we played that. That was fun. Yeah. Like I said, I just said the same thing twice.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the shit show. Anyway, I guess we should move on, though. But anyway, so continuing on, if you could pull up my thing. There we go. Continuing on. So we were talking about Thunder Force. This song, I am seeing these beautiful human beings tomorrow, and I am actually super excited, partly because their guitarist is actually from Portage, Indiana, which I didn't know. Or one of their guitarists. They have two guitarists. But, moral of the story, he's from Portage, and he's going to be playing at Decibels in Portage with his band. The band is called Crashing Atlas, who are from, I think, more East Coast than we are. So, you know, the East Coast.
One of the Carolinas, I think?
I think so. I actually forget. They're close, like, D.C. area is what I...
They Maryland. Are from Maryland. Okay,
Maryland. I was gonna say Maryland. I wasn't sure, and I knew like I knew I've heard DC and them kind of thrown together. But anyway, so Maryland. They are coming all the way from Maryland. Super, super excited to finally see them because I've been dying to see them. And their album Black Sky Sunrise comes out
this summer.
This summer. Yeah. I know there's a date, but I forget. But anyway, moral of the story, this is the brand new single. You can actually catch up on all of their new stuff because my amazing friend Marina Heath, who used to play in a band called Echo Heart, is now the singer for Crashing Atlas. And all of the original songs that she's done with them are on a nice little EP called Nothing Left, which is the title track to that EP. So this song is called Nothing Left, and I hope you enjoy it. Radio Silence, we were talking about North Carolina. They're actually from North Carolina. There's a band called A Light Divided. Cannot wait. They have new stuff coming, I think actually really soon, like sooner than I can think of right now. JC, however, just did a song for one of the wrestlers in WWF, I think. Yes, WWF.
They're not WWF anymore. They're WWE.
Oh, it's just all the... What am I thinking of then? I don't know.
WCW? NWO?
No, I don't know. I don't know any of those. I don't know wrestling, but she did a song for a wrestler. She's also doing a reimagined version of their song Make Your Luck off of their, not their first record, but their last record that they did with our boy Kyle, well, my boy Kyle O'Dell. And that I'm super excited for. That, as far, at least as of time of recording, that hasn't come out yet, but I'm super excited for it because I like rock and roll, and I like rock and roll with strings, and so I'm excited to see kind of how they do that. I'm expecting something probably similar to like what Evanescence did with Synthesis, but so I'm super excited. And also, it's like for a DIY band like them, like, because they're an independent band, you know, for them to be able to do something like that, that's actually super dope.
But yeah, for sure. We also had probably my current favorite Gojira song in there.
Yes, Amazonia. That has been blowing up everywhere. And there's also a third song that has been released from their upcoming record, which comes out in... When does that record come out? I feel like it comes out soon.
Very soon, I think.
Yeah. We just heard about it this morning. There was another band that has an album coming out soon that I forgot about, but I was also super excited about. They have an album coming out like hella soon, but I forget what it is.
April 30th.
So not this Friday, but next Friday. So next Friday. Cause tomorrow, Friday is the 16th. Not next Friday, but the Friday following. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I think. Yeah, it is the 30th.
Let me pull up a calendar.
Yeah, I was right. Because this Friday is the 16th. Next Friday, but the Friday after.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Got there. if we weren't trying to be, you know, good souls for our bumper, that probably would have made the bumper. But anyway, again, our hearts go out to DMX. But A Light Divided, however, super excited because they have a new record that they, I think, are finished with or are finishing up. And, I mean, they're working with Kyle O'Dell again. So automatically, like, that team did, like, if you haven't heard Choose Your Own Adventure by A Light Divided, by all means, give yourself a treat because that is a fantastic record. And then I realized Kyle O'Dell produced it. I'm like, well, that's why, because I also really loved the Letter from the Fire record, of which he also produced.
yeah.
But that was super dope. Anyway.
I have a short list of three producers that I would just love to work with.
Same, actually.
I think they might be the same three producers.
Honestly, yeah, they might actually be.
let me go down my list.
Okay.
Kenway.
Of course, yes.
Kyle O'Dell.
Yes.
And Tyler Smith.
Okay, so I have four.
Who's your fourth?
My fourth, I would love to do something with Sahaj from Ra. We did hear from Ra, because their song Somewhere Beautiful off of their brand new record called Intercorrupted. Hopefully, I am getting my signed CD in the mail real soon. But if you haven't listened to that record, highly recommend it. Like I said, the song that you heard before Radio Silence is by Ra, and it's a brand new one. So...
Hopefully we don't have to cut it for time. I doubt we will, because we're only going on a half hour recording, and we are at the end of the hour.
We are at the end of the hour, yes. Thank you, by the way, if you've been hanging out. Our friend Alex, our Twitch friend Alex, is hanging out with us on the Twitch channel, because we're live streaming the recording of the podcast / break parts of the radio show, but we are called Nobody's Asking. We're... every Thursday from 9 to 11, that's where you can find us on the radio, and then podcast version, which is usually longer, contains a few more swear words than normal, that actually goes up on Fridays at noon.
And he's super twitchy.
And Alex is super twitchy. But anyway, this girl, we're talking about badass females, JC Clark being one of them. This girl, however, she's a completely independent artist, so that's actually super dope. And the video for this song just came out. Her album comes out real soon. Highly recommend it, because I've heard what is supposed to have been all of it on her live stream that she did a while ago, I think. But I think it was in, like, I think it's going to be in, like, 2 weeks or something that the record comes out. I could be wrong, but check out her socials for all the information on that. Her album, American Dream, comes out super soon, and she just put out a badass video for this song, which is so far my current favorite of all the songs that she's released. This song, again, taking us out of the hour, we're going to come back, we're going to play some more music, we're going to talk about some more things. If you're listening to the podcast version, you're going to hear an ad. If you're listening to the radio show, you're going to hear a couple PSAs about the station. By all means, highly recommend, if you're bored or if you just want, you know, a new perspective of, I don't know, something. You may not even know you need the new perspective, but highly recommend checking out all the other programs on WELT. I know I don't do that enough, nor where I should, but I do respect and appreciate my ability to be able to do what I get to do on this station. And it is because of the hard work and dedication of some of the other DJs as well. This is very much a community thing, and we try to, you know, make it as such. So by all means, check out any and all of the programs on WELT. WELTFM.org for more info. Taking us out of the hour, I promise I'm done, like, plugging things. This is Diamante with Ghost Myself. We'll be right back. And this is why we get tea. Not because we have tea to spill, but because tea helps.
yeah.
But tea is good.
Yes, tea is wonderful. Great. We are drinking Twinings Black Tea. Earl Grey.
Not an ad.
Twinings Earl Grey. Hashtag not sponsored.
Definitely
but
not.
We could be.
But we could be. So, Earl Grey, if you're out there. Not that you're watching the VOD, because that's probably where this bit is going to remain.
It soothes the talking tube inside your throat.
It really do, though. It really do.
Especially with lots of honey. Honey is an antiseptic.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's why it's good for your throat.
These are things that I know now. But we actually need more honey because we're out. That was the last of it. You actually got the normal amount of honey that I put in our tea. I got an abbreviated amount, and I'm tasting it. And it doesn't taste bad, but I like it better with honey.
You know what I really like with Earl Grey tea?
Champagne?
Amaretto.
Amaretto is really good, though. Like, it is. It wasn't, like, I didn't care for it, like, as much, but it was really good. Anyway. What was it?
Tea is also tannic and astringent. Those are words.
Those are words.
They have definitions.
Yep. Tea with Bailey's? Creamy.
I've never been a fan of cream and tea.
I have also.
I think the Brits are weird.
Yeah. That's fair. I do like some Bailey's, though.
I do like Bailey's.
I don't drink it from a shoe, but I like Bailey's.
No. But if you've never had Amaretto Earl Grey, it is so good. It was hard for me to get used to drinking tea without amaretto in it after having drank tea with amaretto in it.
Fucking alcoholic.
I am not an alcoholic. I'm not that old.
I'm marrying literal old Greg.
I'm not even 30 yet. I still got a few months.
Fun fact, Greg is the reason I know about old Greg.
I'm old Greg. What are you doing in these waters?
Would you like to see my downstairs mix-up? but anyway, I think we should get back to the show now. Hey, look at your mangina! I fucking love old Greg, but anyway. I'm old Greg! Would you like to come to a club where people wee on each other? Or go to a club or whatever it actually is?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, and bringing us back into the hour. A little bit of a blast from the past. That was Champagne by Cabo. you know, a band that we have that you haven't heard about since that song.
Yeah, what year was that? Like 2006?
Something like that, actually. But yeah, I forget why that came up.
You know what they also sing about in that song? Cocaine.
Cocaine.
I swear we don't do cocaine.
No.
But Dr. Roxo does. He's the rock and roll clown. He does cocaine. Sorry, I'm a huge Death Clock fan.
But anyway, I forget how I came across that song, but like I came across that album cover or something, and I was like, oh yeah, I haven't heard that song forever. Do it. But anyway, welcome back to the episode. If you are listening to the podcast version of this episode, then you heard our talk about the Mighty Boosh with our friend Alex. If you're on our Twitch channel, you're Alex, so that's fine. But we have been live streaming our talkie bits for the show. But anyway, like I said, welcome back. So if you're listening to the radio show, we do this segment on the podcast version that we did it for a little bit on the radio show, and then we kind of started the podcast, and so we started making this kind of a podcast exclusive. So if you want to hear our weekly Reddit reading and kind of our opinions of such readings, then you can actually hang out. Like I said, if you're listening to the radio show, it's probably not Friday yet. So tomorrow at noon, check out, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, because we do the podcast version of the show and we're about to do our weekly Reddit reading. So take it away, Greg. I meant Scotty. It's fine.
You're fine. We'll get used to it eventually.
We will, yeah.
I'm not going to disclose how this one was determined.
Oh, okay. Leaving me in the dark, I see.
Yes, even though you could easily look at my phone while I'm reading it and see what it was.
I'm not smart, babe. I don't know how you haven't realized this, but I am not smart.
That's fair.
Ow!
Love you.
I set you up for that and that still hurt. scrambling, getting my dad notes ready. Oh, D&D notes ready. Anyway, weekly Reddit reading. Take it away.
Am I the asshole for telling my brother that his crush dislikes him because he's an asshole, not because he's too smart?
No, you're not, because I guarantee you, you're probably right. Let's go.
So I have a younger brother, 13,
who is... Yep, confirmed.
Who is a child prodigy.
Oh, I won't give
too many details, but he's well known in the academic circles of our country and attends an institute of higher education. Naturally, people are impressed with his intelligence, and he's quite popular and makes friends easily. Our parents dote on him and have never told him no.
Oh,
as a result, he has become very arrogant, condescending, and disrespectful to people he deems below him. That's just about everyone.
Yeah. No, you're probably not the asshole. I applaud you. Let's continue.
Lately, he's been openly talking about a girl he's crushing on, and much to his dismay, she's quite unimpressed with him.
Well, that's because people don't like douchebags. Anyway, continue.
He often complains to my parents and I about his failed attempts to befriend her. I understand why she dislikes him. On one occasion, he invited her over for a school project, and I overheard their interaction.
Oh, no.
He was constantly talking over her, dismissing her ideas, and even calling them stupid. 99% of the time, he was talking about himself and his accomplishments, being in news articles, his future plans, etc. The poor girl obviously seemed uncomfortable. He quizzed her about her career aspirations, and when she answered, he proceeded to point out that it's a bad career path. Today, he was once again complaining about her and said she obviously is intimidated by his superior intellect.
Oh, God.
He claimed that all girls only like stupid guys.
Oh, so he's sexist, too. Great.
And that women are emotional.
Oh, man. Yep, absolutely the asshole. Confirmed.
Sadly, my parents agreed and kept assuring him that this girl is obviously uncomfortable with the fact that he's so accomplished and awesome. After hearing this nonsense many times, I finally told him that his crush dislikes him because he behaves like an obnoxious know-it-all asshole. I explained that he'd probably have a chance if he showed some modesty instead of talking down to this girl so much. My parents obviously think I'm an asshole for saying this. They said it was horrible of me to say this to a 13-year-old and that he's just a child. I told them that he needs to realize that his personality is becoming a problem and that his crush dislikes him because he's an asshole, not because he's too smart. Am I the asshole?
No. Granted, we also do need to kind of take these Reddit stories with like a little grain of salt, because obviously we're just a third party, we're reading this on the internet. So we can only go based on, you know, what's being presented. However, based on what's being presented, assuming that this person, you know, is telling the truth, which is sad that you have to, like, preface that.
just yeet the prodigy.
I mean, yeah, yeet him. That's fine. This is why I don't like teenagers.
Hang on. We have to be specific here. I actually like the Prodigy. They were a fantastic and bass group.
Absolutely. For real.
Rest in peace. What's his face? Flint something.
Oh, yeah, God. I actually forget what his name is.
Whatever his name was. the singer Prodigy. For the band The Prodigy.
Prodigy was a fantastic band. They were incredible. Who's the singer? Hold on. I didn't say I was a huge fan, and I was just like, they were just incredible, and yeah, it was kind of sad that.
This 13-year-old needs yeeted.
So this 13-year-old is why I don't want kids. Part of it, like, I always, you know, throw out the joke, like, you know, I know how I was when I was a kid, so that's why I don't want kids. Just because I do also kind of believe in that little bit of karma where I'm like, oh man, if I have a child, I was awful. Like, I was a terrible teenager. And, you know, as most teenagers are, but, like, mine was worse because, you know, it's me. Because you are always worse than everybody else, unless you're not. In which case, man, I would love to know what that feels like.
Anyway. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah. 70% of the time, you're always supposed to have your guitar on you. So, that attitude, though, that is, like, that will send me into rage quicker than, like, almost as fast as hearing somebody chew does. Like, that will, like, that kind of just stuck up, like, and, you know, granted, clearly he's, you know, very book smart, apparently, if he's an academic prodigy. So, already, I'm kind of like, okay, well, you know.
It also makes me wonder, how old is the girl he's crushing on? This kid goes to college.
I mean, he is 13, so, yeah, that's a good point.
Like, is he crushing on one of his classmates who is obviously an adult?
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Unless he's in some, like, special program for, you know, teenagers who are smarter for their own good.
Yeah, I was one of those kids.
But you didn't have the attitude about you. So that's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
Like, it's the attitude. Like, because you can be the greatest guitar player in the world. You could be the fastest mathematician in the world or the best mathematician, whatever. You can be, you know, the most, like, surreal painter.
It's the Dunning-Kruger effect. If you're not familiar with the Dunning-Kruger effect, that is when idiots who know nothing about things are more confident in their competence in a subject that they know nothing about, mm-hmm. than actual experts in that subject. Like, they think they know more than the experts.
Yeah. And, like, you know, skills be damned. If you, like, parade around like you're better than anybody, regardless, you know, of your situation or your career or whatever position you hold in the hierarchy that is the society that we have created, if your attitude is shit, people don't want to talk to you. People don't want to spend money on you. If you do shitty things, people don't want to talk to you. People don't want to spend money on you. What do you know? We're back to the whole cancel culture argument, and, you know, like,
you know what it is? Aliens.
Aliens.
It's always aliens.
It's fucking aliens. Those fuckers.
Did you know that there's 16 seasons of Ancient Aliens?
That's because they're
still making them.
Well, everybody, well, now everybody just wants to see the aliens guy. Like, guaranteed.
No, and they keep reusing content.
Oh, but of course.
Basically, they're basically a cult.
Oh, God, and yeah.
Everything boils down to every religious text ever made or whatever is true and literal. It's just been misinterpreted because they weren't gods, they were just aliens. And then every freaking, like, historical event, anything that happens ever, it was aliens.
Oh, of course. Like, absolutely. And look, I'm not here to say, you know, this is one way is right, the other way is the other. I think we talked last week about how I'm, like, a casual Christian, which basically just means that I believe in what Christianity is supposed to be about and not what, you know, Christians actually make it about. Like, I actually had to unfollow a friend of mine. Like, you know the friend that, because, like, suddenly every single one of his posts was how, if you're not in church, you're wrong. And I'm just like, I'm doing pretty well for myself. Thank you very much. It's the churchians that, you know, tell people that they're wrong that I think are wrong.
Was that the guy that you were surprised that I knew?
Yeah, actually, because I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know y'all.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, y'all inhabit the same building for various amounts of time during the week. But I finally followed him because he just got ridiculous. You know, Christians. So, like, obviously, not all Christians are terrible, but find me one that isn't. Actually, I do know one that isn't. And she currently lives in, like, I actually forget where she lives now. She's kind of We know a couple that aren't. One of our good friends from Ohio is a really good Christian. He actually is a Mormon.
That's a cult, but we won't get into it.
Well, man.
They pretend to be Christians.
If you haven't seen The Book of Mormon, it is a fantastic stage show. Highly recommend it.
Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult, too.
Yeah, I actually got stopped by a couple Jehovah's Witnesses like years ago when I came down to see you once when you lived in Ohio. They were right outside your apartment, and they were like, oh, hey, have you heard the good news? I'm like, oh, yeah, I definitely heard the good news. I'm going to go do unholy things with my fiance, who is a male. Thanks, bye. I didn't say that. But I really wanted to. No, I didn't. I was just like, oh, no, thanks, because, you know, whatever, because I'm awkward. It's fine. But anyway, so that was our weekly Reddit reading. If you missed the weekly Reddit reading, that's because you're listening to the radio show. Head on over to the podcast. It's not out yet. It'll be out noon on Fridays, every single Friday. And you can hear the weekly Reddit reading. Yeah, there we go.
Say that five times fast.
Weekly Reddit reading. Weekly Reddit reading. Weekly Reddit reading. It's close.
You're getting there.
Three, two, one. We're getting there. Got there. That's our thing. Anyway, so these guys are playing up in Michigan, and I'm probably not seeing them, but I'm also, like, you know, if I get the opportunity, I probably will. Anyway, this is a band. This is your weekly Shinedown Fix. We play a Shinedown song every week, and this is the weekly fix. The song is called Devil. We'll be right back. Those Fields of Bone by Black Veil Brides. I'm actually super excited. I listened to that song the other day, and I'm pretty excited to see where this album goes. Like, I'm not sure if I'm more excited for this record than I was for their last record, Veil. The flip side of that, when I finally listened to their record, Veil, I was a little upset because the very last song was a straight ripoff of Avenged Sevenfold, and I was not okay with it. Like,
I mean, what did you expect from Black Veil Brides?
Look, okay, I know that they're very heavily influenced by Avenged Sevenfold, but Motley Crue, but they've always kind
of a lot of Motley Crue.
Yeah, a little bit.
Way too much Motley Crue.
Okay, it's not way too much. Like, early career, yeah, probably, but I wasn't around then.
We don't talk about that album.
We do now. It's actually, they fixed it. Remember?
It's not better.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's nothing new, but they still fixed it. They fixed my issue with it.
Knives and pins, we made a play. No, yes, fuck that song.
Yes, we know you hate that song, but, like, still, they fixed it enough to where it is a tolerable record for me to listen to. Me, the song not
is,
you.
The song me. Is bad and the music video is worse. Kind of like Scream.
Rude.
I'm saying that, and I wrote Scream.
I mean, yeah, but I also wrote and sang the lyrics, so, you know.
I wrote most of the lyrics for Scream.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know, that was...
You wrote the chorus, I wrote the verses.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this, but
yeah, I wrote the verses.
I don't remember a lot of it. Anyway, moral of the story is I'm really excited for the new Blackfield Brides record. I'm not like, you know, like ultra excited. I was ultra excited for the last for Veil. That was, and for the most part, up until the So Far Away Clear ripoff, it was a really good record. I enjoyed it. But the couple songs that they put out for this record have actually been really, really good. So Alex would share my OnlyFans. Got it. Noted. If I ever do start an OnlyFans and, you know, do it for those various purposes, I will let you know. You can share it all you want. It will be anonymous. I will not be going by my name. And you will not see my face. Ain't nobody want to see this.
Probably wouldn't want to show your tattoos either.
Well, I'll get makeup.
Because those are distinguishing.
Mm, yeah, well, I'll get makeup. It's fine.
Have it be Hobbit-themed.
Hobbit-themed!
His feet aren't that hairy.
No, they're not. You would know. You put your feet up to my feet all the time. Your feet, your face. Your face up to my feet all the time.
I like your feet, okay?
It's a kink. He's just not willing to admit it.
It's not a kink.
It's a kink. He's not willing to admit it.
You have good feet.
Thanks! Can I trade my good feet for something more productive?
Bulging Baggins.
Hey, you know, if I have good feet, though, that means people will pay money for it.
They probably would.
They probably would.
You do have good feet.
I do have good feet, and I have a pretty decent ass. I could probably make a killing off of that. You know, people like feet, and, you know, people like a good ass. I have a decent ass. I'm not, like, that's the one thing about me that I actually believe, is that I have a decent ass, because I do.
Yeah, you really do.
I have a good ass. Just in case any of the listenerships wanted to know, I have a pretty decent ass. If you stalk my Facebook page, I guarantee you'll find a picture of my ass somewhere. Because that... Anyway. Where undies that says... Second breakfast, oh no!
That is beautiful. I need to have those made.
We don't do that!
I know we don't do that, but... It's hilarious, and I need to have that.
I mean, fair. But anyway, so let's try and, you know, clear up wherever that derailed in the radio show.
Let's see here. You sold...
I sold Fields of Black Bone. Yeah, Black Rail Brides. But anyway, their new record, which is called The Phantom Tomorrow, comes out. They have two songs. They have The Scarlet Cross, which is still my favorite. And then they have Fields of Bone, which is the new song that they put out. Both of which have a music video. The record itself is going to be another concept record, so I'm super excited to see where that goes. Also, the new video. I'm not sure about Scarlet Cross, but the new video was written and directed by Andy Biersack. I don't know if that's going to get you excited, but I thought it was cool.
Eh.
I mean, we're talking about Black Crow Brides. It's hard to impress you, so.
That's very fair.
But before that, Framing Hanley. So we were talking about shows earlier. One of which we'll talk about at the end of the show, of this show, but we were talking about live shows. Again, we're scheduled for our vaccines, so we're super excited about that. Cannot wait for the 5G to just emanate from my body. It's going to be great. Point of order, though, that's not what that's for. Y'all need to shut the fuck up. Anyway, so tomorrow, talked about it earlier. I'm a secret Crashing Atlas. They're playing by themselves, which I think is interesting, but like it's going to be super interesting because like they're a band from Maryland. They're playing for 2 hours by themselves. So obviously they're probably going to do a few covers and whatnot, which by the way, like they're, I don't know if it's all of them, but I know it's definitely Marina. She's not the biggest fan of their East Side cover, which is, Halsey. And I forget, it's someone else. I forget, who was featured on that. But it is a really, really good song, and they did a really, really good cover of it. And that was, like, I think that was, like, the introduction of Marina to Crashing Atlas. It's one of the introductions before they put out Monster, which was the first original song that they put out with her on vocals, which that song just takes me to another planet every time I hear it. It's going to be so good to finally hear it live. But, yeah, I'm seeing them tomorrow in Portage, Indiana. We're going up with your mom on Saturday to see Ava Under Fire. Cannot fucking wait. They're also, speaking of Ava Under Fire, they're going to be at the Eclectic Room with Adelita's Way on the 30th. I'm super excited for that because I bought my ticket for Adelita's Way. And then, like, I think 2 weeks after that, I got a message from Chris Slapnick, because I was messaging him about something we're going to talk about a little later. And he was like, hey, by the way, we're also we're playing the Adelita's Way show. And I'm like, dope, I already have my ticket for that. But yeah, so they're going to be at the Eclectic Room on the 30th. Like I said, Crashing Atlas is tomorrow in Portage, Indiana, at a place called Decibels. Carnival, also going to be tomorrow and Saturday. That's going to be down at the Muse on Main. You were actually invited to that.
Yeah, I have a black metal side project thing. I was invited to play it. I had to turn it down because it is just me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like one of those kind of like side project things, I feel like you could get away with that. That seems like, for the genre, I feel like that could go over well. Because, you know, it's just one of those kind of like, especially because, you know, we're in a, like, a radio-esque rock band. Black metal thing is kind of like, you know, a very side project because you don't do a lot with it. So I feel like going out and doing it, you know.
Which I do have a new single out.
You do? That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. You can check me out on Bandcamp, dreadhorde.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. And then you can check out all of the information about our band on tobreatheband.com, which you can also, we got our merch orders. We got our shirts in. Super excited about those. You can also, we need to get it actually put up, but we'll have a page where you can find out all of, like, our creative stuff, because we do, you know, we do this, we do the radio show, which also doubles as a podcast. I stream on Twitch fairly regularly, you know, and then we also have our, you know, our band and various other
I stream fun occasionally. Things.
You stream occasionally, yeah, it's super cool.
Plus, I have two side projects that are both just me.
Yeah. Yeah, two very conflicting side projects.
Not really. They both involve selling your soul to the devil.
That is also fair. but yeah, so Carnival, it's a huge, you know, just some of the finest heavy bands from Fort Wayne. There's bands like Pharahound, who just got put on the show for A Killer's Confession. They are coming to Pierre's. If you don't know who Killer's Confession is, it's a singer from Mushroomhead. It's the side band. I've actually
seen... Which one? The skinny one or the fat one?
The skinny one.
Okay. I don't know his name. I just know them by the skinny one and the fat one.
I forget what his name is. Everybody knows who he is. Like, except us, apparently. But,
I'm not a big Mushroomhead fan. I prefer Slipknot.
I mean, same. But, you know, it's cool and whatnot. It's like Mushroomhead is like Slipknot for tiny clubs.
I saw Mushroomhead open for Disturbed.
Oh, you did. That's right. I keep forgetting that you have seen Mushroomhead. I have not seen Mushroomhead. I've heard it's a great show.
It was all right. They're entertaining. I just wasn't a fan of their music.
That's also fair. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the current singer for Mushroomhead. But yeah, that's his other band, which I have actually seen. Like I said, called A Killer's Confession. They are fantastic, and hopefully I get to see them. Also opening that show is our boys in Voice of Silas. Speaking of which, we're actually going to be talking about A Voice of Silas because they're opening our local spotlight. If you listen to the radio show, you probably know about this. If you're listening to the podcast or you're our friend on Twitch here, we do a weekly spotlight of, you know, just at three or four local bands that, you know, we love and support. And these guys are relatively new to the scene. They just started playing shows, I think, towards the end of last year or something like that is when I saw them. And we've seen them a couple times. Well, you've seen them once, right?
I've seen them once,
yeah. I've seen them a couple times, but they are absolutely cool people. Their bassist... I lied.
Their singer... is the bassist
is
of...
the bassist.
Their singer is the bassist for another local heavy hitter, Hazen Soul.
Yes. Heavy hitter in kind of a different direction. But, like, definitely, like, when Hazen Soul takes the stage, they're fantastic. And they have a record that is going to be coming out... here in a couple months, I think.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything, but Bill was finished tracking his vocals, and that's usually the last thing you do.
Right.
So it's probably just off to mixing and mastering now.
Yeah, so definitely super excited for that. But anyway, like I was saying, Voice of Silas, they're going to be opening for A Killer's Confession along with Pharahound over at Pierre's. You can check out the Pierre's page for more information on that, because, again, Pierre's is back. Super excited. Super excited. The floor is... they did change the floor. They took out the ceiling tiles.
Is the floor lava?
The floor is not lava. I was very disappointed to find out. Also, rumor has it, the bathrooms are actually clean.
Dun, dun, dun! If you know anything about Pierre's, you know if you've ever used the Pierre's bathroom, you are immune to everything.
Yep. You're immune to COVID. You're immune to...
Herpes.
Actually, you probably got herpes. You probably
herpes.
I'm glad we went to the same place. But anyway, yeah, moral of the story, Pierre's is back, and these guys are going to be opening up the Killer's Confession show at Pierre's. They are opening up our local spotlight. This band is called Voice of Silas. The song is called Feeding Frenzy.
Diesel Fiend, The Kickbacks. If you are a Fort Wayne Comets fan, you've probably heard that song.
Indeed.
They are one of the bands that are opening our wedding.
Yeah, they're a second band on. Our wedding is June 12th. We're going to have Haze and Soul. We were talking about them a little earlier. We heard them, their song King Crusher. We also heard their bassist side project called Voice of Silas that started the local spotlight. But yeah, they're opening the show, then Kickbacks are going to play, and then we're going to get married, and then with God's grace, or Satan's grace, or whatever entity that you pray to, somebody fucking grace us, please, for the love of God, or anything, whatever you do.
For the sake of our wedding.
For the sake of my mental health and the band's life.
We're gonna play.
We're gonna play. Please pray for us.
And then,
which it's been super hard to keep this a secret, but so anyone who knows about our wedding, originally it was scheduled to have In Ghosts on the bill. With the state of the world, not as, set in stone as people would like it to be for, June. I'll be twerking for you in Canada. Aw, thank you. we're live streaming our thing on Twitch, so that's, we have some comments too. But anyway, so In Ghosts had to drop off because they, Mel and Jacob, who are the drummer and second guitarist for In Ghosts, not even second guitarist.
He plays bass now.
Yeah.
He just plays guitar now. Yeah, so they're back to attract bass.
Yeah. Because Kenway's the singer. So, granted, we don't know. They haven't played live like that. But I want to say that Kenway just stuck
to vocals. He probably just does vocals now.
Probably.
Yeah.
But anyways, they had to drop off because Mel and Jacob are the faces for a couple...
growing companies.
Yeah, especially like for the music scene. So it was, with the fact, because our wedding is a public show. It's a free public show up at the Eclectic Room, like I said, June 12th. Try to bring a couple of our friends. We're just going to have a big party. The only way that we would want to, really amp it up. Amp it up.
That pun is bad and you should feel bad.
I do, but I, for very different reasons. I exist, therefore I feel bad. Anyway, like I said, they had the drop off, and we were faced with the decision, do we go on and just, hope that they still end up coming out? Because, vaccines are, they're going out really rapidly. We're in the millions of vaccines, per week. So, vaccines are definitely, being distributed and people are actually getting them, which I'm very, very happy about. Because, I want live music back to, where it was. This year has been torture. Granted, my bank account has been oh, cool, he's actually saving money. And then it's just wait, why is he still spending money? Oh, yeah, because he's also fat and he likes food. And Buffalo Wild Wings says buy one, get one free boneless wings. And I have a craving every single Thursday. So that's my problem.
Point being.
Also, not that. Point being, though, we did have a couple other ideas that we had to fill their spot. Bands that we thought would fill the spot that, we were looking for. Because if you've ever seen In Ghosts, there's a reason why I play them every week as well. A, they're incredible people, but they also bring a great live show. So, I did hit up Danger, kind of hit up Danger Kids. And by that, I mean, I was just on Andy's stream when we discovered that, you know, we weren't going to have a ghost. And I was like, hey, chances are. And he's like, possibly. But the other band that I had in mind is not quite in our local area, but, you know, they do play shows here quite a bit. They're signed to Better Noise Music, and and they're also friends with Kenway as well. So there's definitely that connection too. But they also know who we are, and they've been wanting to come to the wedding anyway. So I hit up Chris Slatnick, and I was like, "Hey, In Ghost had the fall off.
Almost said pull out." Or at least you should have.
I should have said pull out. Which is funny because I was talking to Slappy and we have a bromance.
You do.
It's very infectious. You're going to see that bromance in action on Saturday. That's going to be awkward.
Like, it'll be all right.
It's not going to be awkward. I mean, like, you know, you've seen mine and my best friend's bromance. Like, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be what it is. It's not going to be what it is. That's actually a very different situation. Anyway, so I hit Chris Slapnick up, and I was like, hey, what's the chances that you could play with us?
He said, let me text the band.
5 seconds later, he said, we're in. So Ava Under Fire is headlining our wedding. And I don't know how to feel about it. Also, I just realized this is a live thing, but there's only one person watching, so I'm not upset. I'm not upset. But anyway, moral of the story is Ava Under Fire is headlining our wedding. And if you're on our Twitch stream, you just heard it first, so there's that. But June 12th, you could see Ava Under Fire for free. And I highly recommend it. They are one of our favorite up-and-coming bands, and we cannot believe that they're actually going to be playing our wedding. Like, that's kind of huge. We have a signed band playing our wedding.
And they're like, we didn't have to jump through hoops.
Yeah, that was the shocking thing of all. I was like, hey, what are the chances? And he's like, oh, we would absolutely do that. Hang on. Let me text the band. No mention of managers or anything like that. Like, let me just text the band real quick. Which, granted, you know, it wasn't as much of a hard sell because they have been playing shows. I mean, we're going to see them on Saturday. And I've seen them, I think, a couple times, like, in person throughout the pandemic. You know, so like they've definitely been playing shows as much as they can be. But it's still just kind of like we have like a band that's signed to a major record label playing our wedding, which is both like huge and exciting and also kind of intimidating because like we're also playing our very first show at our wedding. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah. But definitely super excited. Ava Under Fire, like, if you've been watching any of my recent Twitch streams, I have, like, a stream-friendly, like, playlist, which is just a bunch of bands that I know are essentially rights cleared. Like, you know, their music is available to be streamed on, you know, Twitch and whatnot without too much fear of,
DMCA.
But they are all, Ava Under Fire is also in that list because, you know, if I'm going to be DMCA'd, I might as well be DMCA'd for a band that, you know, I view is worth it. And they very much are. But Ava Under Fire, headlining our wedding. You heard it on Twitch first. that's a thing that we were able to do. So, super excited for that. We are also at the end of the show.
We are. Which, we made it an hour and 15 minutes.
We did, which is dope.
Which is plenty of time. We should be able to chop this up into a reasonable two-hour show once we drop the music in.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Especially because, like, I'm bound and determined to keep all the music in, like, you know.
Well, we sold damn near every song, so.
Well, I mean, yeah, we did. So I guess we should probably keep the whole thing in. But anyway, yeah, so we're at the end of the show. If you want to hear... if you felt like the show was a little disjointed and you're like, man, I really wish I know what they cut. Well, you can find that out because tomorrow, if you're listening to the radio show, tomorrow we put this out as a podcast every Friday at noon on all the major podcasting apps. So, you know, Pocket Casts, Apple, Spotify, you know, wherever else you get podcasts from. You can actually go listen to that. It's, it'll have your Reddit reading. It'll have, you know, the various dirty words that we can't say on the radio.
Which we had a minimum of today.
We did, yeah. Like, I mean, there was, like, I think the most, you know, obscene bit was the Reddit video, or the Reddit reading.
Well, I said asshole a few times.
Well, yeah.
And then, you had a bit where you said shit a lot.
Yeah, I said, I did say shit a lot. I also said fuck quite a bit. All of this is being kept in the radio show now because comedy. Just obviously we're editing it. So it's just going to be, you said golf, and then you said golf, golf.
Right, right. Like when I did my run through of the seven words.
Golf, 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 golf. I was, I love that bit. You can hear, you can't hear that bit for very much longer. Also, don't mind me. My stool's just breaking because I'm fat. Anyway. But yeah, we made it. A couple shows that I actually meant to sell, but it kind of got congested. We played Renegade earlier, which is probably one of my favorite covers of all time. It was by a band called Shallowside. They're going to be at the Rockstar Lounge on August 20th with our boys in the Kickbacks. They're actually doing a handful of shows. Rockstar Lounge, by the way, massive props to whoever's running the social media on Rockstar Lounge, because they're actually like promoting our local bands. Like, that is fantastic. Gold tier. And the Kickbacks is, you know, one of them, because they are opening for Shallowside August 20th, and then August 21st, Shallowside's going to be up at the Smokestack Brew. They're going to be playing for Music for a Cause, which we just played with a couple weeks ago. So that's actually super dope. but yeah, they're going to be, with Rockstar Lounge, that's where you'll find the Kickbacks. And then on April 23rd, so not tomorrow, but next week, they're opening for Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
Yeah, which is a an AC/DC tribute band, but definitely...
I believe the term's called is Food Libraries.
Okay. the running joke is that they're going to be JC Casey, because Jeff Cottle, Chris Collier, with Eric. That's the running joke that they've been making on the social media. If that is something you are interested in, by the way, and this goes for really any show, always keep an eye on the local bands, because a lot of times, especially definitely in our, you know, little corner of everything, the local bands are always selling tickets. That actually really does support and help the local bands. So if you see a local band that's selling tickets to a national show that they're opening for,
Buy your tickets from the local. A lot of times they had to pay for those tickets up front.
Yeah.
And they get to keep whatever money they sell.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the only way they get paid.
Yeah, sometimes. But yeah, so there's that. And also, like, you know, if you, especially for, you know, shows in the, like, the immediate future, most sales are done online. And so
You can avoid your fees by buying local.
Because they just sell them for face value, you know, for, you know, cash value and whatnot. So, highly, like, and that's not, obviously, the Kickbacks are doing that for Thunderstruck, but that goes for anything. That goes for anyone. Like, I usually, especially if I see a local band on a bill, I usually try to, like, stalk their pages real quick before I buy my ticket. Granted, 6 Feet Salvation is also opening the Adelita's Way show. I bought my ticket based on Adelita's Way alone, so... So but 6 Feet Salvation are also selling tickets for that. But like I said, Adelaide's Way is going to be at the Eclectic Room up in Angola on the 30th with Ava Under Fire. We're going to be at the Eclectic Room June 12th with Ava Under Fire. Cannot wait for that. TKB, however, opening next Friday for Thunderstruck at the Rockstar Lounge. And fun fact, Blood from a Stone, because anyone who knows me knows that I don't care so much for tribute bands, especially touring tribute bands. Not to say that they're not entertaining, it's just they're not my thing. I'd rather see an original touring band over, you know, a tribute band. So I actually might be doing double duty, because I do plan on going to see the Kickbacks open for Thunderstruck. But Blood from a Stone is actually playing at Pierre's that same night. And they have, they have Static Fly.
That was another. Okay.
Yeah, they have Static Fly, which is actually super dope. Because I haven't seen Static Fly, I think, since they played acoustically for the night that they were crowned the new house band. It was a local thing that was going on for a while that doesn't do that anymore. But that's the last time I've actually seen them, so I haven't seen them in quite a while. But yeah, Static Fly, they're a local... I'm hesitant to say thrash band, cause, like, they're very Metallica-esque, but they're new Metallica-esque.
They are a thrash band. They basically sound like Metallica-like.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in a derogatory way.
No, they're a lot of fun, though. Like, I've seen them a couple times, and each time they've actually been a lot of fun. So, but yeah, they're going to be playing Pierre's April 23rd. So, yeah, next Friday. So, that'll be my entertainment for that day. Yeah, that day, because I'm off Feather. Yeah, anyway. Like, so many dates. Like, especially when you're talking about, like, things way in advance. But,
We haven't had a schedule this booked.
I know!
Since the before times.
I know. It feels great, and it's also terrifying. I'm like, man, I am not used to having to keep all these dates in check.
This would be fine if our savings account weren't reserved for our wedding.
I mean, yes and no. Because, like, I like having a savings account, not gonna lie. But speaking of the Rockstar Lounge, May 7th, Framing Hanley is going to be at the Rockstar Lounge. Super excited for that. I love them boys. But yeah, like I said, May 7th, just, you know, check out all the Facebooks. You can check out our Facebook too. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's, Nobody's Asking WELT on Facebook and Twitter, or Facebook and Instagram. Nobody Asked WELT on Twitter. And then of course you can follow our band at, you know, tobreatheband.com. That's all the information you can, you know, fine for that. We're live streaming on Twitch, so thank you very much to Alex for hanging out with us on Twitch. It's been super cool. But twitch.tv/awesomewired7. You can also follow us. His stage name is Scotty. You can follow Greg on twitch.tv/thegregtizer. He streams every so often. It's not very regular, but when he does, he likes to do his Pokemon.
Yeah, I do speed runs. I do songwriting streams.
I've done a couple of those, yep.
Yeah, just shenanigans.
Yeah, but anyway.
However, I am not shenanigans _.
No, you are not. I don't know what shenanigans _ is anyway, so it's
He's fine. A Pokemon speedrunner.
I assumed as much, but invent more swear words. I know you said that like forever ago. Getting badgered by grandma for crispy scapes. Otherwise known as
Or cookies,
yeah. I forget. I think it's chips in this context, though. Pretty sure. But anyway, we just said a lot of them, but do you have any last words?
Drink Big Red?
Not an ad.
It's also not our bit.
It's also not our bit. If anything, I'd say drink Professor Peeper. But my bot's not working, so, you know, they can't even do that.
No, I am not He-Mananigans.
He-Mananigans. That meme was gold tier, by the way.
That was a gold tier meme.
If you don't know what that meme is, hop into our Discord. We have a great channel for memes.
And we have a great channel for memes.
But anyway, we are going to sign off for tonight. We talked about them. They're definitely going to play this song. Chris actually asked me, like, hey, what song do you want us to play? I was like, I don't know. Your songs? Which, by the
way... Maybe one or two of songs that aren't your songs, because you do a good job with them?
I mean, yeah. It's whatever you want. And then I gave him, like... Top tier Ava Under Fire sets that I've seen have always started with Betrayer. I've only seen one set not start with Betrayer. Pointing that out. So I was like, as long as you open with Betrayer, and like, I've been really into the song called Surface lately. But I mean, you know, like, you guys do what you do. Like, you know, we're requesting you not because, you know, we want to hear specific songs. You know, like, we requested you because, you know, we want to see you play. This is also a rock show. Like, you know, we're putting on a show. We just happen to be getting married. Like, that is, like, the literal priority, like, order. It is, like, we want to play a show. And then, you know, it would only just, it was either that or we would have been married by now because we'd have gone to, like, a courthouse. Like, we're not looking very extravagant until we actually fully formed this idea. And I realized how extravagant it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, they're going to be playing our wedding June 12th. They're also going to be at the Eclectic Room April 30th. We're going to see them tomorrow up at the Diesel Lounge in Detroit. And they are taking us out of the show tonight. Thank you very much for hanging out. This song is called Until Forever, and we will be back next week, barring catastrophe, which could happen. But anyway, have a great night.